Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a cloudy sky. 32 degrees, and we have a blustery north wind at this hour. Congressional negotiators are near a deal on border security that could avoid another government shutdown.
Fox News has learned the $1.3 billion can be used only for new wall construction that will cover approximately 55 miles of border territory in the Rio Grande Valley. But the president's been asking for nearly $6 billion for the wall. Full details of the deal are expected to be released Wednesday. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss adding some special features to the new stadium. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're building a tunnel for the visiting team, a tunnel for the home team, and then we added a tunnel just for those with disabilities so that they can get down to the field level.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. The Wichita Board of Education has voted to request the State Board of Education for the authority to raise local tax rates.
Board members voted 6-1 in favor of the request. The idea was first brought up by the district's chief financial officer, Susan Willis, during a budget presentation. Willis said the higher tax rate could be used to cover payroll and other fixed costs in case the state legislature fails to provide additional state funding. Board member Mike Rohde says it's an option to help avoid cutting the budget.
We're one of the few governing bodies that don't set our own budget like the city and the county. We get told what we're going to be spending, and this is the only part that we get to have an option on as far as income.
The board had to move quickly to vote on the measure in order to beat an April 1st deadline. If the state approves the request, the board would have the flexibility to raise the tax rate if it's necessary. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A federal judge is refusing to again delay the trial of Sedgwick County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell after plea negotiations broke down.
U.S. District Judge Eric Melgren on Monday noted O'Donnell's trial has already been postponed four times. The government has accused O'Donnell of fraudulently obtaining $10,500 from his campaign accounts for personal use. The indictment charges him with 23 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of money laundering. A 5-day trial is set to begin February 25th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man wanted for attempted homicide in Sedgwick County has been arrested in Riley County. The Riley County Police Department says officers responded to a residence in Manhattan Monday, where they arrested 25-year-old Jeffrey Vermont Porter of Wilsey in connection with a shooting in Wichita. Shooting happened in the 2400 block of South Glendale February 6th. 21-year-old man was shot, hospitalized in serious condition. Porter was wanted on a $250,000 Sedgwick County warrant for attempted homicide and a Harvey County warrant for probation violation. Well, she worked in a Missouri jail as a nurse. Now she could be headed there after her husband was found dead.
She fell for a convicted killer, and police say Amy Murray poisoned Josh Murray in December, then set fire to their house to cover it up. Murray had told Miller County Sheriff's deputies she took the couple's 11-year-old son to McDonald's, returning to find their house on fire and they couldn't get back in. But her story fell apart when detectives found a Mickey D's sandwich on the kitchen counter. And prosecutors say they have a recorded jailhouse conversation between Murray and inmate Eugene Claypool, where she says they can get married because her husband was out of the picture. Claypool isn't charged in the case. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions this morning looking relatively very good.
Relatively, they're good, real good.
Yeah, it's nice out there compared to, you know, what we've been seeing out there. So, yeah, things looking good this morning. Something I'll say about the gasoline prices. Unsettled barely covers it. Basically anything this morning from 195. Yesterday there were some down at 185, but that was a low end that I'm not seeing this morning. I'm seeing right around 191. Prices are all over the place. Retailers, you know, just kind of throwing whatever price out there they want to at the moment. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky in Wichita, it's going to be sunny today. Temperatures in the low 40s by noontime. 49 for the high later on this afternoon. It'll be clear tonight, our low 31, and then sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow with Wednesday's high 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 31 degrees. We've got a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Today is Tuesday, February 12, 2019. We've got a cloudy, drizzly Monday across central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was 43 degrees. Normal high for the date, 47. Wichita recorded 0.07 of an inch of precipitation yesterday. Never did really rain, I wouldn't say, but 0.07 of an inch. On this date in 1899, Wichita set an all-time record low of 22 below zero as a historic Arctic outbreak continued to grip the Great Plains, 1899. The high was 8 degrees to produce a daily average of 7 below. That was a cold day many, many years ago.
Nobody had central heating back then.
Or heating with
coal. Fireplace.
Yeah, coal and logs. Yeah. On this date in 1809... Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of the United States, was born in a log cabin in Hardin County, Kentucky. What a story. I was looking at something the other day. I don't know. They were doing something on Lincoln on TV, and they showed the Lincoln, you know, the big Lincoln Memorial in Washington. I was just thinking about this person who came along when he did such a time in history, and the kind of man that he was. It's just incredible. The guy was born in absolute destitute poverty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his dad did not want him to learn to read. You don't need reading. You need to saw logs. His mom stood up for him. And then his stepmother. His mom died when he was young, and his stepmother took over. And this guy taught himself how to read, write, taught himself law. Then he became, you know, the president, the exact man we needed at the exact time. I think it's all, you know, I think it's how can I put it? I think the hand of God was in Abraham Lincoln.
I mean,
that's the only way I can put it.
Of course, the word that a lot of times they use is providence.
Providence. And it's
just the man that was needed at that time.
You take a man who took his political opponents into his cabinet so he could get a diverse look at all the issues and basically won them all over and made friends with them. Seward was a terrible enemy of his, political rival, and made him his best friend. So this is an incredible guy who could listen to people criticize him all the time and just turn around and say, well, okay, but, and go on. Lincoln's my favorite. He's my favorite president. Of course, we're going to celebrate President's Day next Monday. A jury has ruled that a Kentucky Fried Chicken franchisee must pay over $1.5 million to a former Delaware employee who said she was demoted because she wanted to pump her breast milk. The News Journal reports Autumn Lampkins was awarded $25,000 in compensatory damages and $1.5 million in punitive damages. Whoa. Friday. A lawsuit says co-workers and supervisors at KFC and KFC Taco Bell restaurants made it so difficult for Lampkins to pump during her shift that her milk supply dried up. Documents show she was hired months after giving birth in 2014 and was only allowed to pump once during each 10-hour training shift. Lawsuit says she was demoted and struggled, and coworkers complained she got breaks to pump breast milk. Well, so much for tolerance there in Delaware. We have had, you know, I was mindful the other day that we did have a situation when I worked for Bright Voice several years ago, a company here in Wichita, and we did have a young woman who had given birth, and she actually was allowed to do that anytime she wanted to. We had a place set aside in the back to give back studios there to give her some privacy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we didn't think a whole lot about it. This was in, you know, the late mid-1990s. But, you know, apparently those people in Delaware at that one KFC didn't think it was such a good idea.
A 10-hour training shift?
Yeah, that sounds excessive.
Oh, that's almost like work. All right, let's talk about what's happening with the markets these days.
Money Minute with financial planners Don and Justin Baxter of Baxter & Associates.
What's happening in the markets these days? Well, people ask that all the time, especially when we go to parties and things. They say, what's happening in the markets? Well, volatility in the markets is a more normal thing than people think. They just don't like it when the volatility is negative. They like it when the volatility is up. So when they generally ask what's happening in the markets, they're confused that the market's down and they're concerned about what's going to go on in the future. The reality is no one knows for sure what's going to happen in the short run. But in the long run, you can count on the fact that over a period of years, the stock market will typically go up. And it typically goes up 70% of the time anyway. During any year, the market's going to go down several times and it's going to go up several times. You just got to be patient and do it for the long run.
Don and Justin Baxter are hosts of The Money Planning Hour, Sunday morning at 9 on KNSS. Visit their website, money-planning.com.
6:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Had the Grammy Awards Sunday night, Ted, as you know, and Dolly Parton was there, and Diana Ross was there, and I think they had the most video after the show of anybody, because those are the two artists that people know.
Well, yeah, when you get icons like that.
It's amazing, amazing. I've been talking to somebody down the hall who's worked in the radio and the music mm-hmm. business part of it for years. You know, I don't know any of these people.
I know. You can watch that thing and say, you don't know about 60 or 70% of anyone.
Yeah.
But, boy, when you can get the legends out there.
And they're good. Yesterday I was talking about the fact that Shelley and I saw Dolly Parton in concert here in Wichita, I don't know, 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. Fabulous.
I'll bet she was fan.
What a great, great concert. Just come
fantastic.
Out.
Fantastic. Yeah.
This little tiny woman comes out, and man, she has got you from the minute she
yep.
steps on stage.
Well,
it's showmanship.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the same thing, was witness the same thing with Mick Jagger and the Stones when they were here. They just know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They are so good. Well, Jimmy Carter won a Grammy. Do you know this?
I did not know that.
Jimmy Carter has worn many hats during his lifetime. President, humanitarian, home builder, peanut farmer. Now he can add 2-time Grammy Award winner to the list. The 94-year-old Carter won his second Grammy Award Sunday night in the Best Spoken Word Album category for his book Faith, A Journey for All.
Oh, bless his heart.
How
That's
about
pretty
that?
Good.
Yeah. He also won a Grammy in 2016 for A Full Life, Reflections at 90. There you go. This guy's, you know, look at that guy. Take his life all together. This guy's had a heck of a life.
Well,
he's done a lot of neat stuff.
I think he might have a record that will never be broken. A 2-time Grammy Award winner after the age of 90.
Yeah. I don't think it'll, you know.
I don't think many folks are.
Unless you and I really get our butts
unless
in gear.
Unless Betty White starts cranking out the audio
books. You and I get our butts in gear, form a band, and really go to the top here in the next 10 years. It's not going to happen. All right, it's 6:18 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And the KU basketball team was playing last night. Did they play, did the Hawks play at home, or were they on the road?
Down in Fort Worth last
night.
They
were at TCU, right?
Yep, okay. And of course the Jayhawks have had their struggles on the road. TCU had not lost a conference game at home.
Ooh.
And boy, it turned out to be right on the edge of that razor. The teams went overtime. 14th-ranked Kansas visiting TCU last night. Jayhawks seemingly had a somewhat comfortable lead in the second half, but then they kind of had a meltdown at the end of regulation, and TCU was able to tie it and get it into overtime. That's where the KU freshmen, again, kind of reasserted themselves and began to shine. You heard the game last night on KFH. So the Jayhawks beat TCU last night, 82-77 in overtime, and boy, the freshmen came up huge. Devon Dodson, a career-high 25 points to go along with 10 rebounds.
That's a freshman.
Ooh-ha. I'm going to keep going. Another freshman, Ochai Agbaji, 20 points, 11 rebounds. And sophomore K.J. Lawson had 14 points and 10 rebounds.
So those are double-doubles then?
Yeah, three guys had double-doubles, two of them freshmen, one of them a sophomore.
So you're saying KU's going to be tough for another 10, 12 years.
That's correct. On something we didn't know already.
Young
players like that start putting up numbers like that.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. KU is now 19-6 on the season. And, of course, by the time it was over, the Jayhawks were able to leave TCU with a W in the win column.
Hopefully we're becoming a team. Our energy was good. Our enthusiasm, our attitudes were good. you know, guys fought pretty hard and somehow pulled it out. It was, give them all the credit. They played so well for about 35 minutes and then played poor the last five and then played a great overtime.
So Kansas Cavs head coach Bill Self, by the way. So the Jayhawks get the win. Their 13th win in a row on ESPN Big Monday. And KU is now all alone in second place in the Big 12 standings, just a game behind first place Kansas State. And they'll talk about it tonight. It should be a good discussion on KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And after Coach Self, we'll go over to NBA basketball. The Boston Celtics in Philadelphia taking on the 76ers. You can listen to that at 7 o'clock tonight. Last night you had JUCO men's basketball, Butler Community College on the road at Independence. Independence won that game 75-68. Dennis Higgins had the call of that game. The Butler Grizzlies fall to 14-12 on the season. Once again, college basketball, the new rankings came out yesterday. Kansas kind of holding steady at 14th now in both polls, in the coaches' poll and the Associated Press poll. Kansas State is back in the rankings now, moving up, jumping up 11 spots, in fact, in the Associated Press tallies. K-State is now ranked 18th in both polls. And a couple of notes from the National Football League. The guy that was fired as the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, Bob Sutton, has hooked on again. He is now a senior assistant coach with the Atlanta Falcons, joining them. And former Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt, who was abruptly released during the season after that video came out showing him in a domestic violence situation. Hunt has been signed by the Cleveland Browns, who, of course, former Chiefs general manager John Dorsey leading that. Yeah, Hunt is still on the NFL exempt list. He will still have to undergo quite a process. He can't play right now. Some steps and procedures will have to be taken in order for him to get back in the NFL's good graces.
I mean, he's
and some of that will include legal, whatever he has to do legally.
Deep double secret probation.
It's kind of, but the NFL really dots its I's and crosses its T's when it comes to a domestic violence situation.
Legally,
so Kareem Hunt will have to still go through that process if he ever wants to play in the league again. But if he does ever get cleared, he's under contract now with the Cleveland Browns. Sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
I did want to give the early birds, our listeners out there, a chance to go to the Women's Fair this weekend. Got a pair of tickets this morning to the Women's Fair. It's February 15th through the 17th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2 coming up. 869-1330 is the number. I'll take caller number 5 for a pair of tickets. Also, going to throw in a Mannheim Steamroller Romantic Melodies to get you in the mood for Valentine's Day. 869-1330 if you'd like to go to the Women's Fair. 6:23 now, keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes, a 2-year-old firefighter in California. Plus, traffic and weather coming up. Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.